11, good morning from Houston, over.
Good morning, 11.
Roger, we saw you're up stirring around and we thought you were probably eating your breakfast there. Just in general, we'll probably start coming up with the uplink of the state vectors and the target loads and what have you at about 190.50, somewhere in that area, and then get you started to work.
Okay.
And in the meantime, while you're eating your breakfast there, I've got the maroon bugle all standing by here to give you the morning news.
I'm glad to hear it.
Okay, Apollo 11 remains the prime story with the world awaiting your landing today at about 11:49 a.m. Houston time. In Washington, House tax reformers have fashioned a provision which would make it impossible for wealthy individuals to avoid income tax entirely through tax-free investments or special allowances. Under the proposal, tentatively adopted by the House Ways and Means Committee, everyone would pay taxes on at least half of their income.
Hang on a minute.
Roger, standing by. Roger, continuing with the maroon bugle. President Nixon surprised your wives with a phone call from San Francisco just before he boarded a plane to fly out to meet you. All of them were very touched by your television broadcast. Jan and Pat watched from Mission Control here. The launch of Intelsat from the Cape was postponed for the fourth time last night. The problem was said to be a malfunctioning nitrogen regulator in the second stage of the Delta. A new attempt will be made to launch it tonight. The research submarine Ben Franklin, which is studying the Gulf Stream, set a record by drifting 24 hours from 10 to 100 feet above the ocean floor in 1,300 feet of water off the Georgia coast. The mission is led by Jacques Picard. Wally Schirra has been elected to a five-year term on the Board of Trustees of the Detroit Institute of Technology. He will serve on the Institute's Development Committee. Air Canada says it has accepted 2,300 reservations for flights to the moon in the past 5 days. It might be noted that more than 100 had been made by men for their mothers-in-law. And finally, it appears that rather than killing romantic songs about the moon, you have inspired hundreds of songwriters. Nashville, Tennessee, which probably houses the largest collection of recording companies and song publishers in the country, now reports it is being flooded by moon songs. Some will make it. The song at the top of the bestsellers list this week is In the Year 2525. Morning Bugle out.
Thank you very much, Ron.